Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Dibbevoise. One of the things that we've learned here at The Soup is to surround yourself with the people with the best knowledge that have the tips, tools, and techniques and can empower you to take action on opportunity. Well, surrounding yourself with smart, brilliant people, I can do. And Jeff Bishop we've brought in because he is one of those guys. You're going to love this guy's story from being an economist, a trader, and also a poker player. He is the co-founder of Raging Bull, a stock trading platform. We'll teach you how to day trade, manage your money, and do it with smarts, because we got the smarts. Jeff Bishop from Raging Bull is here at the table, and we are serving up some great money coast to coast. Business Soup, where business comes for business. Jeff, welcome to this serving of Business Soup.
Thanks for having me today. It's good to be here.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you. You are a popular subject on other people's shows, and you have quite the financial and economic background. You were obviously one of those guys in the front row taking notes while the rest of us were throwing paper airplanes in the back row. So hats off to you, and it shows with the things that you have accomplished in your young life. My audience are small business owners. One of the things that caught my attention about what it is that you speak about frequently is how to build a multi-million dollar company from nothing. Now, when I hear things like that, my ears kind of perk up. And right now I'm looking like Spock from Star Trek. What are you talking about? Are you talking about day trading? How do you start and build a multi-million dollar company from nothing?
Well, you know, there's two aspects to that. There's the trading side of things. That's kind of what our business is built around. So that's the product we're selling, is trading education. I love trading. I've been doing this a long time now. I'm really self-educated on that standpoint. But then there's the business side. So the side of how we're going to sell this product. And that's where we get the multi-million dollar business. And thank God for the internet, because that's how it all happens. I live up here in New Hampshire. If I had to go door to door, try to have a store where I was selling this product, we'd have a very limited audience, right? So now we've got clients in over 80 countries all over the world. We've got tens and tens of thousands of members who love and use our service all the time. And it's all thankful to the internet and our ability to scale up and sell this all over the world.
Now, when you say that you're scaling up and selling it all over the world, what is it that you're scaling and selling to people like my audience of small business owners?
Financial education, really, at the end of the day. It's stock market trading education. That's what people really want. That's what we're providing for them. And Raging Bull has a unique way we do that, in the fact that you can actually see what all of our traders are trading at any given time. So that's fully transparent. You can see wins and losses, and you're being educated by a professional who's been in the market for a long time and who's developed a winning trading strategy over time.
Let's back up for a second. When you say at Raging Bull, you can't say those two words without thinking of Al Pacino in Raging Bull. So at Raging Bull, you're saying...
If you're over 40, you can't, but my kids have never even seen the movie. They don't even know what that is.
I was raised on Looney Tunes, and kids look at me like I'm loony. You know, what the heck is that? Raging Bull, you're saying that the transparency is that you get to see what everybody else that's a part of your organization or a member of Raging Bull, you get to see what they're doing?
At the end of the day, what we're doing is each one of our traders is also a trainer. So they're educating their members on how they are applying their trading strategy in the market every single day. So they're teaching their people what they're doing. And that's what members are subscribing to. That's what they pay for. So Raging Bull is based on a subscription-based business, which I love as a business owner. So people are usually joining for a month or a year at a time, and it's a recurring business model.
Well, sure. That is the golden goose, is the subscription business model. And as long as everybody is getting value for that subscription, it's wonderful. It's a compounding of, instead of charging somebody $10,000, which is a big bite, you're charging somebody a much smaller subscription base, and you're getting perhaps 10,000 people as opposed to just one. So it's just a simple analogy. I don't know what your fees are. It doesn't really matter, but I love the subscription model. So
it's a good way to provide stability to the business overall while you're growing. So that's been a big key of our business, is having the subscription side of it.
You have your traders, and then everybody that subscribes is following what the traders are doing, and it is an educational-based subscription service where you can make money off of it as well.
Well, we don't really hope they just take the ideas. That they're using the ideas as education to tell them. For example, the trader might say, you know what? I've been watching Apple for a period of time and I like Apple right here at this point because of these reasons. We're not just blindly buying a stock or selling it, but they come in and say, look, I like Apple right here. Here's the reason why. And then here's what I want to do with it. Here's where I would stop out and here's where I would look to take a profit if it works. So then the member can watch that, see how it goes down. And as you see that time after time again, you can learn that strategy that trader is using and you can apply pieces of it to what worked for you.
We're talking with Jeff Bishop, and he is the founder of Raging Bull. You can check it out there at Business Soup. You've been involved in a number of businesses. Raging Bull is just one of them. You also had, as I often say, sometimes I tied my shoelaces together and fell down as well. What have the failures in your business done for you in becoming more successful in the subsequent business endeavors?
I think like in trading, if you're successful right out of the gate, you really don't have an appreciation for what it takes and how valuable it is. So in business, I've had lots of failures over the years. When I first got started, I had lots of small businesses, nothing related to this at all. I had a landscaping company in Dallas for a while. Fencing, I sold used cars. I had a couple car lots. I had a bagel shop for a little while. I had all these little random businesses. Anything I could do that was trying to make money, I had very little investment I could put in. So I was trying to figure out anything I could do with little investment where I could work and try to build something. Those were all moderately okay, but none of them really successful. And they were really, really hard jobs. And they really gave me an appreciation for where I am today. So now we are successful as a company. And I do not take it for granted because I understand all the failures that went in there along the way.
Well, a lot of times, those of us who have acquired businesses, sometimes we end up so wrapped up in the operation that we basically bought ourselves a job. Business isn't working for us. We're working for it. Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank loves to give out parables such as, I treat my money like soldiers. I send them out to fight for me, and I bring them back home in hopes that they have conquered other markets and such. Well, you know what? Making your money work for you in business is very important. Most small businesses, SOHO, small office, home office, we have our inventory. We know how that is supposed to work for us. How can we expand what the three biggest decisions or things that we have to work with? That's security, liquidity, and inventory. How do we work around that to make money when that's the three points of foundation that we have in the standard operating business?
I always look at managing my money like playing poker a lot. When I play poker, I'm pretty defensive. I'll keep my stack of chips, but you've got to be somewhat aggressive in poker too. And the same thing in business. You've got to be able to get out there and take risks, but you can't just push in all your chips. At least you can't do that very often. So I'm very cautious with that. But I do take a lot of scattered bets with smaller amounts that if any one of them fail, it's not going to tank me or the business. But more often than not, those smaller bets are going to pay off. So it makes sense to take a lot of smaller bets over and over. I think that's one of the keys that all business owners really need, is that you got to be willing to take a lot of risks. Don't put yourself out there where if it doesn't work, you're going to hang yourself out to dry. But these things are going to work out. So it really pays in the long run to take lots of risks along the way.
Well, we take risks in the estimation of the type of product and inventory that we buy, whether it be online or brick and mortar. And you don't know if this new trend in a product or service is going to sell, and you have to have enough margin in there. But in the case of Raging Bull, and we're talking about trading, all right, I'm a business owner, I have cash flow, but I'm not familiar with trading. Is this what they affectionately call day trading that you're talking about?
Well, the traders at Raging Bull have all different kinds of strategies. Some people are more day trading centered, like they really want to be in and out of the market in one day. They don't want to hold trades overnight. Some people like to have longer term trades that hold for weeks or months at a time. So it really depends on the different strategy that each trader could be using. But at the end of the day, I think everybody needs to understand the stock market. It's a fundamental part of being an American of any type nowadays. If you're a business owner, whatever it is you do, if you want to grow your money and you don't want to park it in a bank account at 0% a year,
that's right,
you probably need to get in the stock market somehow. So if you've never done it, then you need some education on the best ways you should go about this and understand the risks that go along with it too, which is really the biggest key. You got to understand the risks more than just, I might get lucky and make some money sometimes.
Well, again, getting back to the three pillars on part of my business is security, liquidity, and inventory. I invest or I go in through Raging Bull, and you're going to teach me along the way something perhaps I've never done. And truly, I never have done this. I've stayed away because ignorance has kept me out of it. I step in and I say, all right, I want to learn. Do you teach me first, or am I getting involved in the market? Am I doing test tradings, or how do you help me along?
I always assume that they just don't know anything. That's where we want to start. Like, you're brand new, you've never traded. So every one of our courses and products have got very ground level education. So we assume that you don't know what a stock is. You don't know what an option is. You never opened a trading account. So if we have basic information available out there on the very base level, and then above that, then you're going to get into the strategy that each trader uses and see what things you can take away from that that help you understand it better and that you can apply to your own trading. And one thing about trading is that it really comes down to your own personality. So every trader's got their own personality, their own risk tolerance, how aggressive they are, how defensive. It doesn't matter where you're at. You can find a strategy that works for you. So what we're trying to do is share all kinds of different trading strategies, all different ways to trade the markets. And as you're in Raging Bull and you're in our different services, you find pieces that make sense to you from different traders, and you apply that to how you trade. And then that makes you a better trader in the long run. That's what we're trying to do.
You mentioned earlier in the conversation that you have traders, members that are all around the world, different countries. So you get to share their perspective on how they're looking into the bubble that we're in, and we are looking outside of our bubble into theirs. Is that a big benefit, being able to see both sides of the mirror?
Sure. I mean, I learned a lot by hearing comments and feedback from our members all the time. They're so diverse. They're all over the world. They've got all different socioeconomic places out there. So having the feedback from our audience is really helpful in seeing where the general tone of people are. And then also identifying common problems that people have over and over and over. That helps our products get better and better, I think, because we're always getting feedback from people. And we can see the same problem happen hundreds of times for people. And we say, okay, well, that's something we really need to address in our program. So that helps make our own products better and better over time.
So as a business owner, I can step in with a small amount and build it up, and I can learn by doing and being taught by the experts such as yourself, who has tremendous pedigree and background in education and poker playing as well. You will teach me how to do this, so I am limiting the opportunity for failure.
That sure is our goal. You know, we really want to set people up to be successful in the long run. A big part of that, like I said, was understanding the risks involved with everything you're doing. Like, if you just show up at the poker table, anyone can do it. Anyone can take out $100, buy some chips, and put them all in on a hand or two. Maybe it works. Maybe you get lucky on a hand and you think you're a genius at this. Maybe you lose. But if you follow consistent rules and you learn and study the game, you really can get good at poker over time. Everybody could be better at it. It's the same thing in the stock market. If you learn the rules and the things that could take you out of the game and start applying how you want to do that in your own trading, everyone can become a better trader. It's just it's a matter of how much you want to learn and how much you want to put into it. You're going to get out of everything what you put into it.
I like how you keep bringing back the poker analogy, because you spent some time as a poker player. And we're a product of our environment. I look at risk as to, do I really want to ride that animal? Because I grew up in the rodeo and animal industry, not the poker. But you look at it from the risk and gain from the poker side. So I look at it from, do I want to get hurt? Or, you know, do I want to ride that? Or do I not? Or let somebody else try, follow their lead. So I like your analogy.
Risk reward of riding that big animal doesn't make sense. It sure sounds fun, but it's not worth it to me. That doesn't sound like a good risk reward.
Well, you know what? I look at the poker the same way. I had a good friend of mine who was a multi-world champion motocross rider. I thought he was nuts doing the stadium racing and everything, and he was scared to death of my daughter's pony. We're talking with Jeff Bishop. He is the founder of Raging Bull, a trading and education program. And another one of the things that you are known for speaking about in my Soho audience, my small office home audience, this is something that is near and dear to us, and that is getting out of debt, your personal finances, and living debt-free. How do you work your way out of this debt that is all around us and that just keeps getting piled onto us? How do you end up debt-free?
Oh, man, that is such a big thing, especially for entrepreneurs. You've really got to set yourself up for success, and that includes being as debt-free as possible. So if we can control our debt, that just gives us so many more options in life out there. And if you're a college grad today, mean, you could easily have $100,000 or $200,000 in debt right out of college, right?
That's right.
That immediately puts you behind the eight ball. You've now got to work for somebody to pay back that debt. And you're working at a job that probably doesn't pay a lot to begin with. And on top of that, you got to start paying back all this debt plus interest. It's a really tough thing. So when I graduated college over 20 years ago, University of Texas, I was able to pay my way through college. It seemed expensive at the time, but it was nowhere near what it costs today.
That's right.
It took me a while to pay my way through. It took me 10 years, honestly, to get a bachelor's and master's degree. It took me 10 years, but I had a degree and I didn't owe anybody money. So it set me up in a place where I had options. You know, the options didn't go where I thought I was going to go. I thought I was going to end up working with the Federal Reserve as an economist or working on Wall Street as a hedge fund. Those things, once I learned more about it, they did really not appeal to me. So I didn't end up going that route. But at least I had the options of what to do. If I had a ton of debt, I would have had to take in a job I really didn't want to do. I would have been forced to work for someone and do something I probably didn't want to do just so I could make ends meet. And that's not the place you want to be if you want to be an entrepreneur. You've got to be able to have a lot of options. And you can't do that if you owe people a lot of money. So stay out of debt and keep your options open.
Well, you know, that's pretty darn easy. You didn't come out with a lot of debt, but most
people... Well, everybody says it's easy, but if you want to lose weight, you just eat less and work out more.
So where do you find that people make mistakes the most that are in perhaps that range where they can save money and be able to pay down and become debt-free? What are some of the biggest mistakes or missteps that we take that can be fixed just on a perhaps a change of lifestyle? What did you find out to be the best?
You know, I'm not a personal finance expert. I mean, I've always lived well below my means. I think that's always a key. So if you make $1,000 a week, you sure as heck better make sure you spend $800 a week or less. Let's not go above our means and live a lifestyle that we can't support in the long run. So wherever your income level is right now, make sure you live below that. I think that's just a key to begin with. If that means you drive a car you don't want to drive, it's fine. If you don't get to eat out like you want, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you don't get to live like the people around you want to live in, that's fine. I mean, you live in a beautiful part of Southern California. It's really easy to get this mindset that I've always got to have a bigger house, a better boat, a bigger car, all this stuff. You just cut that stuff out earlier, make little sacrifices, and you'll set yourself up for success in the long run. That's for sure.
Well, what I learned was that the best way to have a boat is be the neighbor of somebody who owns a boat.
I'll agree, man. I've got a lot of money, but I do not have a boat. But I know people have boats. That's much better.
Well, I have horses, so they're pretty much the same kind of hole in the ground. Let's go back to Raging Bull and to the trading aspect of financial security. I have found the financial insecurity comes in those areas that I'm not familiar with. Raging Bull covers that insecurity, gets me in on the ground floor, and you will teach me those areas to work within. What about today's market? We're seeing companies like Tesla trading at Mars valuations. What are some of the areas that you would recommend somebody getting into a particular industry, whether it be oil or tech stocks, banking, insurance, what?
One of the best things about Raging Bull, I think, I mean, the whole reason I started the company was that there was really an unserved niche out there. Like there was not a way that as a trader, I could see what other traders are actually doing and learn from them to make myself better. There were books about how to trade or what stocks were. There's basic education, but as far as hands-on real trading, it just didn't exist. So that's a big reason we started Raging Bull in the first place. To talk about the insecurity part, I think one of the best things we have there is that you actually get to see what traders are doing in real time with their own real money accounts, which are huge. Because if you just sit there and watch these guys day after day, and the markets are always difficult. Like we always talk about, well, there's always these risks on the horizon, or the market's always got these things ahead of it. You know what? There's always risk in the market. There's always things out there that could derail things. So there's always risk. There's always uncertainty, but that's what makes the market. And the more you can see a trader navigate this week after week after week, it does make you more comfortable. It makes you a little more confident that, okay, I could probably do this too. You see these guys have their losses. It's fine. It's how you recover from losses and how you regroup and get back on the horse and do your thing over and over again. If you see that consistently, it gives you a lot of confidence as a trader that you could do this too. So that's what we're really trying to teach.
What do you see in what the trading is going to be in this next year? What kind of market are we going to have? Is it going to be a bull or a bear?
After doing this so many years, early on, I always thought that, you know, this year is going to be a bad market. This one's not going to be good. That turns out to be a really bad strategy. So I've fixed my mentality and said, you know what? Things are probably going to go up. assuming we don't have some big, like a virus pandemic or something that comes out of the blue, like all the banks collapse like we did back in 08 and stuff. Assuming that major things don't happen, you got to close your eyes and assume things are going to go up. So I know we're at valued levels that are really lofty. Tesla trades at a Mars type range, like you said. I'm not saying go out and buy Tesla. I don't know. But the market in general, I think it goes higher. Things continue to go up. For whatever reason, the Fed prints money, businesses grow, things go up. That's kind of the way things are structured to work. And if you're not participating in that, you're missing a lot of opportunity every year. I've done it myself and I've trained myself. I don't agree with the market. I think it is overvalued. I think there's a lot of problems financially and politically, but I still want to make money. So as a trader, I've got to get in there and just do it. I got to buy stocks, but I got to limit my risk. So when things do go south and things do get really ugly, I've got to have stops in place or I'm not going to get wiped out on anything. That's a big key.
Well, certainly. And I know that when I first started entertaining the stocks, and most people that are involved in the stock market do so through some kind of fund, which is involved with their 401k, their retirement plans. They don't have the hands-on. You're talking about being hands-on here. And
yeah, we are all about hands-on trading for sure. We're not about just go park your money at Vanguard. What we're trying to do is beat that return. Everybody can get that return. We're trying to beat that. That's our goal for sure.
I've been approached by people that run hedge funds. You know, what is a hedge fund and how do you compare or not compare with them?
A hedge fund's got the same goal, but they want to beat the market return. So a lot of people consider the S&P 500 return. That's going to be the market benchmark that you have to beat as a hedge fund manager. For us, we've got a lot of advantages over hedge funds. Like we can trade any stock we want. I can trade a penny stock. I can trade Apple, Google, whatever I want to trade. I can trade it and I can sell with a click of a button. I can be in or out at any given moment. A hedge fund is managing billions and billions of dollars and they cannot pivot very quickly. So we've got an advantage in the fact that we can ride along these trends that hedge funds are building and making, but we can be much more nimble. We can get out instantly if things turn and we can get back in instantly when things turn the other way. So I feel like there's a lot of advantages that smaller investors have over the bigger investors if they want to get out there and take the bull by the horns.
Well, let's take the bull by the horns, folks. BizSoup here is going to jump on Raging Bull, and we're going to take those bull by the horns because you know what? I've learned to don't let go.
There we go.
Jeff, I want to thank you for being on this show. There's so much more I can ask you and hope that you will come back again and share some of the stories, the tips, tools, and techniques of how my audience of small business owners and home office self-employed people can get an edge up on the market as well as, well, earn some of that money to send the kids off to college and let them come out debt-free.
You know, my two biggest passions out there are small businesses. I really, really love building businesses. So I love being able to talk about that. And I'm really passionate about trading too. Been doing this for over 20 years now. I really love the markets. I love trading and I love talking about that. So thanks for having me on today. It was really good to get to talk about both of those.
Well, it's been my pleasure and we'll have you come back and talk about paying it forward through your nonprofits, your charities as well. This has been Jeff Bishop from Raging Bull right here at the table, serving up his tips, tools, and techniques on the market for our audience of small business owners right here on Business Soup. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much. I'll see you later.
This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.